Moncrief on News Talk.
Anyway, in 2003, over 10,000 scientific research papers were withdrawn from various journals. So is this due to fraud or sloppy research? What's going on? The Emeritus Professor of Biochemistry at UCC, William Ravelli, has been writing about this in the Irish Times. Afternoon, William.
Hello, Sean. Nice to talk to you.
Now, I obviously, there's always that pressure on academics to publish or perish, but this seems to be more extreme than that.
It is. Even I was surprised to learn recently how large the problem had grown. There is always a low level of fraud in scientific publications because your scientific publication record for a scientist, an academic scientist, determines basically your career, getting a job, getting promoted on the job, and so on. So there will always be a small amount of it going on. But science depends absolutely on honesty and reproducibility. And if you don't have that, it knocks the heart out of science. So this background level, this low background level, has increased dramatically recently. And it was, you said 2003, Sean, over 10,000 papers were retracted. That should have been 2023, 2 years ago.
Right.
But the numbers of retractions, papers having to withdraw papers, published papers, has grown from, in 2013, it was 1,000 papers per year. In 2022, it had grown to 4,000, but it zoomed up dramatically now to over 10,000 per year.
Mm. Now, is there something going on in China in particular that's fueling this?
Yes, China, of course, is an enormous country, and it has a good track record generally in science, and mainline Chinese science would be reliable and that. But because competition for jobs and promotion and even holding on to your job in China is so intense, particularly in medicine, where junior doctors have to publish scientific papers, research papers, in order to climb up the ladder, their career ladders. These are very time-poor people. They're very, extremely busy. So what they do, many of them, what they do is in order to get scientific publications, they farm out the not the research, but they farm out the writing a paper to institutions called paper mills, who will fabricate a scientific paper, often to a high enough apparent standard, and you can contract them to write a paper for you, and then you can submit that paper to a journal. And there is now a huge number of sham sort of publishers who publish for profit and only, and will basically publish anything submitted to them, so long as you pay them a publication fee. So huge numbers of these papers are being published.
Right, okay. So but if everybody knows what publications will publish anything for money, then why is it an issue in the sense that people would know the reputable journals and the not reputable journals, unless this is also happening in reputable journals too?
Well, what you say is true. Of course, it wouldn't take long to cop on to what the dodgy journals are. But they will change names. But also, the papers are starting to creep into the reputable journals because there are so many of them being submitted. And some of them are apparently of a high standard when you read them. They look okay. But the mainline journals and traditional ones are being besieged by large numbers of these fabricated papers. And it's difficult to screen out every one that is a fraud paper. So they do creep in there. But some people also, not knowing what the dodgy journals are for a while, will also pay some serious attention to dodgy papers. So yeah, there's so much of it happening that it's beginning to pollute the whole credibility of science, on which science depends, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, that is a worry. William, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was William Ravelli there, Emeritus Professor of Biochemistry at UCC.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.